When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
John Hansen from the Block Club Chicago podcast joins us. And John, this is really great. The restaurant and market that's going to open up on the 606 trail, the first one. What a great idea, don't you think?
I love it. Yes. If you've ever walked the 606 trail, you know, sometimes you're like, I just want a little coffee or a little sandwich. And there's shops along the way, but you have to find an off ramp to go down the 606 and buy something and then head back on up. And we want convenience, Bob. So Wolf and Company in the Bucktown neighborhood, which is a two-level restaurant, bar, coffee shop, actually has a ramp right from the 606 right onto the patio there where you can eat and drink a coffee and watch everyone else go by. What great people watching, Bob, on the 606.
Yeah, and that is open Monday, is it?
Yep, on Monday, and they're ready to welcome neighbors. And maybe this is a good reason. If you have never been on the 606, park anywhere alongside it. There's a lot of street parking along it, a couple great entrances. What a great reuse of what was just the Bloomingdale Trail, an abandoned train line for many, many years, and now an asset to our city.
7 a.m. Monday, Wolf and Company. It's 1744 Northwestern Avenue.
Send Haley there for a broadcast.
hey, and to bring back some pizza for us.
Yeah,
sir.
There you go.
There's a new grant program that hopefully will build some financial wealth on the south and west sides, and they're accepting applications now, aren't they?
Absolutely. This is about keeping dollars inside of neighborhoods, which can help turn around neighborhoods in a big way, meaning that you get owners who own the places and the businesses inside of the neighborhoods so that the dollars circulate inside it. And a new grant program aims to do just that. It's the Wealth Our Way program. $4 million city initiative from the Community Desk Chicago, going to provide funding, coaching to organizations that want to revitalize their neighborhoods through commercial redevelopment, which a lot of people say is one of the silver bullets to trying to help all sorts of issues on the south and west side. There's a lot of great businesses already doing great work. This would be an ideal candidate, would be nonprofits, maybe community groups. Maybe you already have a business and you're just looking to grow a little bit, maybe early to mid-stage developments of real estate projects. So $4 million can go a long way. They're going to give 10 groups capital to award this. And the grant, you got to use it quick, too. This is one of those ones where you got to use it by the end of next year, which some people say is the key to success. If you're going to give out these grants, let's get the dollars into the communities quick.
Yesterday in the city council, they approved this Pilsen plan after a fight that went on for years, didn't it?
Yeah, this is the St. Adalbert Catholic Church, which we talked about. It must have been last week or the week before, Bob, where there it's a Catholic church built by Polish Americans about 100 or so years ago, 110 years ago. Now it's in a predominantly Mexican neighborhood, but it is a prideful place for the Catholic community. Well, the building fell into disrepair. The parishioners couldn't keep it going, and since 2019, they've been trying to landmark it, the whole thing, right? Because churches are these big complexes with schools attached to them. This is one of them as well. Well, the Archdiocese wants to sell the building. And anytime you landmark something, Bob, as you know, that adds a lot of red tape to a lot of things. So they've been back and forth. Well, now a new religious organization that is non-denominational wants to move in. And so they got to get moving on this. They got to figure out what is the best way to do this. So the city decided yesterday, the zoning committee basically said, well, here's a compromise. Why don't we landmark the sanctuary, the thing that we all know, see, and love, and make sure that that doesn't get touched, or if it does, it's done in the right way, but not the rest of the building so it can be redeveloped in different ways. That went through the zoning committee yesterday, and the final vote for the city council would be today. And I'd say it's going to happen, Bob, because usually that's the way it works, right? A committee happens and the city does it, but it was a couple years ago through the committee, and then it stalled at the city council. So we'll have our eyes on it.
You never know. Finally, in Avondale, a popular beer garden is open just in time for the summer.
Oh, this is great timing. Bob, I've always loved a good tap room and brewery. Until I had a kid, I never realized how amazing these things are for strolling up with the stroller, enjoying some outdoor beers, but not in the chaotic bar environment. So I love a good tap room and beer garden, and this one has been in the works for a long time. They've been trying to build it. It's Lake Effect Brewing Company. They've been brewing beer since 2011, but they haven't had like a home base where you could try it, right? They manufacture the beer. They sell it in locations, but they wanted the tap room. Well, they're getting one now after 6 years of construction delays and all the red tape you and I have already alluded to, Aldermanic Roadblocks, which is a good name for a banned, by the way.
Now that it is. About it.
Yeah, right. Anyways, the tap room is open. Lake Effect Brewing Company in the Avondale neighborhood. Great outdoor area, great murals. It's everything you've ever wanted from a tap room and more at 3076 North Milwaukee Avenue. And I'm excited to try it out.
You can do your show prep for the Your Money Matters program there.
That's a good idea. Dave and my kid in the stroller will enjoy the outdoors.
And then we'll listen to the results at 6 tonight. Thanks, John.